Hello and welcome to The Court Jester, your weekly dose of medieval absurdity. I am Cleo Bethenu, medievalist and storyteller, and before I start with today's story, I have an announcement. If you're listening to this, you probably like stories, and you probably like medieval stories in particular. And given that the topic is rather niche, it might be that you're somewhat academically inclined. If that is true, if you are also a medievalist working with stories, or a storyteller working with medieval material, then there's a very exciting project underway and I want to hear from you. I am putting together a book about the Middle Ages and storytelling and how we tell them and many other things, and I will put a link in the show notes, go have a look, and if you're interested, please get in touch. Now that that's out of the way, I'm happy to say that today's content warning is plain and simple. The story I have for you is one big old, long-winded fart joke. And it goes something like this. The heavenly realm of our Lord is where the just reap their reward. But those who know not charity, wisdom, good deeds, nor honesty have cut themselves off from this joy. And I really don't think anyone who lacks humanity could ever expect to make it into heaven. I say this especially for peasantry, who don't particularly like clergymen, and I don't think God is saving them a seat in paradise. The souls of peasants are entirely unfit, vulgar, inappropriate, and bad in every way, so they have been already commended out of heaven. Naturally, you'll think, well, are all peasants going to hell? The good news is that they're not. And I'm going to tell you how that happened, because they were supposed to. But one day, one special day, there was one peasant who was feeling unwell, and the entirety of hell were making preparations to admit his soul. And one of the demons was sent to the world of men to make sure that they collect the soul when it leaves the body. Now, the demon was aware that he was collecting the soul of a peasant, so he was fully expecting the soul to exit the body through the arse, as they usually do. So he was waiting next to the deathbed, holding a leather back up to the man's rear, convinced that this is the way that the soul will pass when the time comes. What the demon did not foresee was that the peasant had made preparations, and to make sure that his soul doesn't end up in hell, he gorged himself beforehand with beef cooked with garlic and a lot of fat, and everything smelly and fatty that he could lay his hands on. And so his guts and belly were so swollen, taut like a drum. And at that point, our poor peasant who was dying was less afraid for the fate of his soul than he was for the pain in his bowels. Rather than praying to die, he was praying that he could manage a big old fart. But the end was coming near, and as it was approaching fast, he strained and he forced and he put all his effort into it. He twisted and rolled and writhed until at last his last breath went out with his last fart. The bag filled up, the imp closed it, and ran to the gates of hell, hopping along, feeling very pleased with itself, thinking that this is a very full bag, so it should be a pretty heavy soul I'm bringing to the devil. You could hear all of them jumping and hollering as they saw the imp approaching with its heavy and round bag. "Show us," said the devils. And the imp dramatically threw the bag in the ground. The bank burst open and the peasant's fart spread all over hell. And then you could hear the devils wailing, wiping tears off their eyes and cursing the peasant souls forever. So much they suffered that on the following day they held a meeting and agreed to make it law that from that point onward, no one in hell would take any soul a peasant expels. There's no avoiding it. It smells. And for that reason, you have heard, a peasant soul can't go in hell. But where do they go if they don't go to God and they don't go to the devil? It seems to me that they're going to a special domain. It's called Cacoldia, and it's where they meet all their old friends. This was a short and not so sweet story about the souls of the peasants and how they ended up being neither in hell nor in heaven. If you liked what you heard, please subscribe to The Court Jester here or wherever else you listen to your podcasts and tell all your friends about it. I will put links on the podcast's social media in the show notes. You can find me there and we can talk about it. And if you are so inclined, consider becoming a patron of the podcast on Patreon. It will give me a sense of achievement, and it will give you bonus episodes and other perks. Thank you for listening. Until next time.